Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hey guys!
It's
happening! With Snooki and Joey.
Could I call me in?
Should I call me? Good evening. Happy Friday, everyone. It's the first week of spring here in the U.S.
Yeah, and we're so sorry that we missed you last week.
Nicole was on a bender in Los Angeles.
You were on a bender!
Drag queens.
Well, I forgot. So we were supposed to film Friday morning. What was I doing Thursday? I forget. I think I was filming. No. I forget what I was doing. But I was like, all right, Joey, we'll just do it in the morning. And then I totally forgot that Joey flew to Vegas on Thursday. So when I wanted to do it at like 9:30 in the morning, it was like 6 a.m. over there. And I knew we went out the night before. So I was like, fuck, we're not going to get our episode this week. So we apologize, Crusaders. We were busy gals.
And Spooky was, until all our weekends, but Spooky was also in a gambling cave until all hours of the day.
Oh my God, I cannot. And then I ended up getting a freaking fever and I had the flu and I still feel like fucking shit. Like I can't keep my eyes open because they hurt. Like I don't understand what's happening. I got the swine flu in Atlantic City.
That's what we're going to have to get into. But welcome to the show, everyone. Ladies, whatever time of day it is, pour yourself a glass of Messy Mama, lower your panties, and lock the kids outside. And the dog.
This is not going to be a great one.
Well, Nicole, and I swear to fucking God, how do people have more than one kid? This kid, over the past 2 days, cost me nearly $1,000, and nothing's fixed. He's still dying.
Wait, but do you have life insurance, right? Or
of course, but then,
oh, okay.
It doesn't come off the top. You still have to pay for it. And then they'll mail you like a little bit back here.
No, you'll get stuff back if you have a good insurance. Rocky's insurance, when he went to the vet and almost died from the grape, I got literally $5,000 back.
Oh, you did?
And the bill was $6,000. Yeah.
Oh, I have
the top tier pet insurance. I use, Fetch.
That's what I have. I have a bit.
Yeah. So if you got the best one, you're going to, you'll get a lot of money back. But okay. So what is happening? Like say like what happened in the beginning and then now what's happening?
Okay. So I was ripped from my sleep. I've never heard this much before. And reverse C's, that's one of the buzzwords they use in the doctor's office while I was being briefed by the physician. So I was like, oh my God, he's choking on something. He can't breathe. He's dying. I'm like, do I do CPR? Do I like,
you just sat there. It's okay.
No, that was not first time. That was like days later.
Oh.
That was like after three doctor's appointments. So that happened and he's been sniffling. So then I noticed he's been sniffling and having a stuffy nose. Like, and he sounds like a snot-nosed kid. Like, like in the middle of the night, like he's like, his nose is fucking whistling loud as hell. And he's like gasping for air from his nose.
Mm-hmm.
And snot's coming out. So I was like, okay, great. He's got like a fucking upper respiratory infection. I thought it was like, he has sinus infection, something like that. So I said, let me go. So then he started doing that in the middle of the night, heaving in the middle of the night. So I was like, oh my God. So I called the doctor immediately. Thank God the place by my house is open 24 hours a day. It's like an emergency room and my doctor at the same time. It's like double flavored.
Yeah.
So I call up in a panic right away. So they're like telling me like, oh, it's probably, you know, this, but, you know, definitely come in as soon as you guys wake up in the morning. But I was like, okay. So then I was just Googling what's going on with all the symptoms. And it says like he has got to be in steam to like break up the mucus. So I literally hotboxed my shower with essential oils and it was 4 a.m. and I'm naked, like crying and holding him in my bed, like in a steam room, like rocking back and forth. Said, it's okay. It's okay. And like a fucking cloud. And Wiggles just like looking around, like, what the fuck is going on? Thinking he's like on ecstasy in a fucking another dimension. He's like ripped from the bed and now he's in a cloud. So he's trying to make him breathe for that. And then I go to the doctor and this really pissed me off. Like, it's not pissed me off. It's like, you can't, I know things can be like a million different things, but it's like, they were like, it could literally be a million different things. And the testing that we have to do so many different things to narrow it down to what it actually is. It's like, how many things can be wrong with a fucking dog? Like, they wanted me to do x-rays, then they wanted me to do this panel, and then they wanted me to do this blood work, and this. The x-rays were going to be $500 per area, like his nose and then his chest. Yeah. Fucking.
Well, I mean, as the mom, I feel like you're allowed to, like, say, no, like, I don't want to do all of that, like, if you see the cost and everything. But, like, obviously, like me, I'm just, like, run every fucking test because I can't.
I originally did that, and that's what I have been doing. But then I was like, I leave the place, and it's fucking $2,000, and nothing's fucking.
I know. I
started getting smart about it. I was like, okay, so. Like this one thing, like they try to fuck you there. That's what they're, pardon my French. They try to, like, you know, it's a money grab. I mean, they do care about your kid, but it's like at the same time as I feel like they're like taking advantage of like things, like, you know, because they want to rule things out. But at the same time, they have to make money. It's a business. So like they're saying like, let's do this.
Yeah.
I said, well, do you think there's a fucking a tracheal tube collapse in his throat, or do you think he's just being dramatic? Like, you can't tell after meeting millions of fucking dogs. Like, I understand, like, if it's scientific, but I just want him to feel better. Like, I don't care what it's called or what it is, but, like, I'm not going to, like, I don't want to, and also timing-wise, like, he's just, the more we fucking wait to figure out what the fuck it is, the kid's suffering. And I feel bad that, like, he's in pain and he's all fucked up. So, like, it's like, I don't care what it is or how much it costs, but, like, time is of the essence here, sis. I don't need to, like, worry about taking some PCR test and 4 days later just to say if it was bronchitis or fucking a nose infection. Just give me the fucking medicine.
Yeah.
So I was so annoyed, not at the place, it's just the process. I mean, like, one, like, it's like, it's just a lot to deal with. And then it's the pressure of it is 100% fueled by your kid not feeling well. And it's like, and you feel helpless, like you can't do anything. And these people are the only people who have the fucking answer and can fix it. And you feel helpless because you can't make him feel better immediately. And it makes you want to fucking kill yourself.
All right, so now what? They had you get the machine.
Okay,
and then he has asthma, or is it allergies?
Girl, who fucking knows? No one knows anything. So then, that day they shot him up with a steroid, which is supposed to like fix his, like, calm him down and like fix his
poor
and,
like, baby.
Then he was like sleepy from that, and then they said start giving him the Benadryl. So I started giving him the Benadryl, but of course this asshole, he'll literally chew through like everything and then find the piece and then spit the piece out. Like after you think it's all done, he'll just like, he'll go, I'm like, oh, good. He ate it. And I'll turn around. He'll spit the pink pill out. And I'm like, this fuck. And then I tried shoving it down his throat and he wasn't having that. And then he was like throwing it around. So then I learned if you crush it up like drugs and sprinkle it on a piece of turkey, then he'll eat it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You got to crush it. So what I do, because Rocky's actually smart when it comes to like taking medication, because he just hates everything. So I literally crush it like a drug addict until it's literally nothing. And then I'll put it in ham, and then I'll roll the ham up and then give it to him. And he has no idea.
I do that to myself sometimes at Xanax to put myself down at night. I'll get a piece of roast beef and a slice of pepper jack. And then that'll put me right down.
That actually sounds amazing.
I know, the Xanax crush.
Yummy. It's happening.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
So nothing was fixed, and now he's like heaving like this all morning. Again, like nonstop. And I was like, okay, let me call them. I said, now when he sneezes, like fucking snot rockets are coming out, like mucus colored. So I was like, okay, this is definitely an infection.
Well, that's good. It's getting out though. Yeah.
Well, it's sort of, but then he licks it up and I can't see what color it is. And they asked me what color it is.
Dogs are so sick.
I know.
Did he throw up before and like try and eat it?
No, not yet. It'll all come out. And I go to run and get the tissue, partially because I want to be dramatic like a mom. Like, oh, hi, I got mommy's got you. Like, and I want to have that experience of like wiping his nose. But then before I get to the fucking tissue, he eats all the snot. So
yeah, they're disgusting.
So I go back to the doctor and I say, okay, what could this be? And they think it must be allergies. They think it's a lot of it's reverse sneezing and like his nose is stuffy. So like he's like trying to whatever. So I said, I don't need to do a panel of whatever. So I don't know. They shot him up with an antibiotic of some sort. And they gave me this like pills that open up his like airways, like and fix it, like cough pills. So he's on that. He said, keep on that for 14 days. Like, he said, maybe most likely he's viral. He probably caught something at Poppy's house because he probably brings him those dirty streets in the ghetto that Poppy lives in. So it's like, he probably caught something from those mangy dogs out there. He's just ride it out for 14 days. I mean, you know, it's going to be tough. So they say, get the nebulizer. So I have this machine. I thought it was like COVID. And I mean, I thought it was a ventilator. I thought he was going to be on his deathbed. And I had to like that. I thought it was the final sentence. Like, maybe get this machine. Apparently everyone has them. Every fucking kid has them. In the beginning, I was just spraying in his face. Then I found the tiny baby mask and he actually, like, once they get going, like, he's scared of it at first, but once he gets going, he really, really loves it, and he keeps his face in there because he can actually breathe.
Oh, that's good. So I thought he would be awful with that.
He was, initially he is, even when every time I do it, he'll scare the noise and push away, but the second, like, I put it up to his nose and, like it holds it on him, he starts being able to breathe, and he's like, oh, fuck, this feels nice, and I can actually breathe, and then he's like, his eyes roll back in his head, and he's like, oh, finally, I can breathe. So I do that, but, like, I don't know how long to do it for.
Maybe.
So that's where we're at now. He's on my lap now, but it's like, you know, and he said, don't be around other dogs. So it's like mother, you're launched into motherhood without a warning and without a fucking handy kit. What's it called? A handbook. And it's like, you really just have to like figure it all out. But you know, being a mother is the hardest fucking job in the world. Cause you want like every little choice you make, you're going to have self blame and self hatred for yourself because everything's depending on how everything comes back to you and what your actions and your decisions and your fucking thoughts and the work you put in, how much effort and all this shit. It's just a real job doesn't fuck with your emotions as much as this does. Like, even though it's not like a real job, it's like it's God trying you, and it's literally a full time job being my dog, you know. It's just a dog. Imagine a bitch teenager.
I mean, yeah, I hope you feel my pain.
No, I do. And you have an expensive three. This is just a fucking dog. Three of them on top of it. And kids fucking lick the floors and get sick every fucking day. It's like literally and they diapers.
Yeah.
No one understands. So if anyone's having unprotected sex as a teenager, put a condom on or pull your panties back up, young lady, because your life is going to be ruined. Thank God I became a mother at 46. Okay. And I'm still struggling. Imagine a teenager trying to raise a kid. It's not, wrap it up, ladies. Wrap it up. Because otherwise you're going to be just like me with a ventilating machine and a fucking sick kid on your hip.
You're a mess.
And no one to turn to and no one to help. I have all this money and no one will help.
Well, speaking of sick kids, my kids have been sick. So I was so nervous because, you know, last time I went to Harris, all of them, everyone's sick. And there's so many viruses going around. So do you remember? Oh, my God, my eyes. I can't even keep my eyes open. Do you remember my last AC appearance? Because I had that last weekend. I had my AC appearance at Harris Pool. Do you remember the last time? I got the stomach bug and I was throwing up and like I couldn't even enjoy myself. It was awful. So, of course, the day before I'm leaving, Giovanna has the stomach bug, but it's like great diarrhea. And I'm like, bitch. So she's like, Mom, cuddle me. And like, I'm trying to take care of her. But like, she wants to like cuddle like face to face. And I'm like moving my face to look the other way. And she goes, why aren't you cuddling with me? And I'm like, Giovanna, I have to go to work tomorrow. I cannot be sick again for this freaking appearance. I was like, I can't. Like, I just can't do it. So I was literally, like, hysterical that I was going to get sick. And I kept, like, thinking in my head when I was, like, driving down, like, oh, my God, do I feel good? Am I okay? But I ended up being fine. But when I got back home, bitch, I got back home Sunday. I'll go over this whole thing. But I got back home Sunday, and I was like, okay, like, tired, like, hungover, whatever. And then Monday, I usually, like, I'm like, okay, and, like, I'm running around and getting things done and going grocery shopping for the week and everything. But I literally couldn't move Monday, and I'm like, am I still, like, hungover? Like, this is weird. And then Tuesday, I'm like, bitch, I had a fever. I had the chills. I was in bed. My body felt like I ran 24 miles. It was so achy. And I'm like, great, I'm fucking sick. And I was supposed to work this week. And I literally had to cancel everything because I've just been, like, dead. I've been dead.
Are you sure it wasn't because you did turn up in Vegas?
In AC, you mean?
Oh, in Atlantic City?
No, because even if I did, I would be hungover for like one day, and then the next day I'll just be tired. But my body wouldn't ache, and I wouldn't have fever.
Yeah, oh, fever, that's how they get you.
Yeah, I had a fever and chills. My body was aching. I couldn't move. That's not a hangover. So I literally still feel like shit today. I still have the chills. I have a raging cough now. I literally just ate a million cough drops, so I'm not coughing on here. And this is where we're at. So let's start. So we want to talk about our weekend, guys, because we missed you last weekend because of this. Let's start with your weekend. You went to Vegas for the drag queens.
Yes, it was so much fun. We went to, it was Drag Race, Drag Race Live on the Strip. It's a live, like, you know, Broadway show, but it's a Vegas show. It's 1,000th episode. No, sorry, 1,000th show for the show. So it was, we're celebrating that. And RuPaul was there and opened the show. And she never performs at the show normally, but she like, you know, introduced the show and everything. So it was a milestone event for Drag Race Live in Vegas. If you're looking for a fun show, I mean, I've never really, only shows I've seen in Vegas, every time I'm there, we're being degenerates. We don't really do like fun things like that. I mean, we did a stripper show, a male strip show. That was fun, but like there's like so many different shows you can see, like magic shows and all this fun stuff, but this is fun for the whole family. It's like, you know, it's entertaining, it's lighthearted, it's like, you know, it's for the girls and the gays. I mean, I'm sure straight men enjoy it too, but it's like if you're on a bachelorette party, it's like the perfect thing to go see, because it's like not dirty, but it's fun, and it's like it gets everyone up out of their seat, and like it's just like inspiring, and it's, you know, it's just a fun, it's a good time, feel good show. So it's a perfect thing for girls and gays weekends. So we went to go see that, but also it was it's coming to the end of the season for the season 17 of RuPaul's Drag Race that's on right now. So all those queens were there doing like press and stuff. So it was kind of like an influencer trip. So I got to see a bunch of my friends that I know from the internet and that were there. So like a bunch of other influencers were there. So it was like, I felt it was like a chart trip where they
who was there? What influencers?
Well, my friend Slutty Puffin was there. I'm sure you've seen his memes. He's so funny on Instagram. You know, my friend Danny was there. You know, remember, you know, the gay from Mean Girls? She doesn't even go here.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So he was there. And, you know, a bunch
How old is he now? Is he our age?
I think he's our age, yeah. Because the movie came out, I think we're all around the same age. This may be like late 30s, early 40s.
Okay.
Maybe he's 60. I don't know.
Is that 60?
Oh, yeah. So all the queens were there, and we had a good time. We went to dinners. We did little happy hour things. We got
so fun.
He with all the drag queens. There was a red carpet. Oh my God, Nicole, I'm not showing anyone. But like, I thought it was a good idea.
Oh my God, what did you do?
I'm going to send you the picture.
Am I going to hate your freaking poses?
No, you're going to hate me. But I was naked on the red carpet.
Naked? Oh, did you have that scary, like, I'm going to kill you face?
I never even can look
like,
at the...
trying to, like, pose like Kim Kardashian?
I couldn't even look at the picture. The pictures because... Okay, so I had this whole outfit plan. I brought different tops. I love these pants. I got these really fancy pants, and I like them. They're like high-waist... Oh. Like, they're like a... high waist pant, but then I was like, okay, I just want something simple on top. So in the hotel room, it's like, you know, it's like mood lighting, and I'm drinking a glass of wine, and I'm getting ready, and like, you know, doing my makeup and stuff. And it was darker in there, so it looked good. So then I was like, oh my God, this is so cute. It's like a little sheer, whatever. I get on the red carpet. The lights are fucking brighter than the equator. You can see every fucking hair on my body, every roll, every nipple.
Why is this so bright? Wait, let me see.
I look disgusting.
It's happening.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Literally, it looked like I had no top on with milk.
Yeah.
Milk jugs.
Okay, so I could see the look slaying, like, if it wasn't, like,
in the party, it looked really good, the party, but, like on the red carpet, it just, like, was too bright.
Well, I think you look snatched, though. I mean, yeah, like, you could see, like, your skin and your hair, but I don't think it looks awful.
I know, it just wasn't, like, I wasn't ready to present, like, and also,
you look so good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you know, I would be honest and be like, you look disgusting.
Okay.
I think you look amazing.
I was comparing myself because like other models there, like real models that like have like shredded bodies and like dancers and stuff. So I wasn't trying to compete with them, but I wouldn't have worn that because I wasn't even thinking about the carpet. I was thinking about the party more so. Anyway, but yeah, once again, I think that's my new thing though. I like to look messy on the carpets. So that was that. I was pissed though because I didn't even think to look at the weather because I just figured every time Vegas was like fucking. Like Mexico, I felt like every time we went there, it was like hot as hell and a pool party every time you went to Vegas. That's just what it was. So I literally brought spandex and like see-through outfits and like fucking bathing suits. And I brought new flip-flops. I bought like all new like sunglasses for the pool. Like I thought it was going to be a 24-hour pool party. And then I get there and it's fucking snowing, basically. It was so cold. It was like 40 degrees out, 50 degrees out, windy as hell. The pool wasn't even open. I mean, the pool was open, but like the chairs were blowing in the air, like Annie M. So it's like, I couldn't even go swimming. I couldn't even dip my toe in the pool.
The worst.
So I was like, apparently, it gets cold in Vegas. I didn't know. So I didn't get to swim. So I was really looking forward to that. But yeah, besides that, it was a really nice trip. I got to hang out with all my friends and, we had some really nice dinners. Vegas is cute. I mean, if you haven't been yet, you don't need more than a weekend there. You don't need more than 3 days.
Oh no, I feel like three days
is pushing it.
Nice, like 3 day trip. Like the first night you want to go to like a nice dinner, not get too crazy, and then the second night you could like get crazy. The third
That's
night,
going out night,
you're yeah. like you're like dying, like trying to survive, and then you're shaking on the plane ride home.
Yeah, I think 3 days is the perfect amount. Three sleeps. Two sleeps.
Were you hungover when you left?
Oh my God. Yes.
Tell me how you felt. Like,
I mean, I was like,
wait, so what'd you do the night before? Like, knowing you had to fly, and what time was your flight?
My flight was only at 2 o'clock, so it wasn't too bad. But you know, I think Saturday was a party. It was a party. We all went to a party, and yeah, and then we just kind of hung out, and then we gambled a little bit, and like just hung out. But it's like, you know, you start, everything starts late. Like the show started at 9 o'clock, so like, we didn't start our night till 9 o'clock. So like, you know, by the end of the night, you know, it's, you know, 3 something in the morning before you go to bed. And but yeah, I was just like so drained from like drinking 3 days in a row that like by the time I got on the plane, I just wanted to like sleep, and like I didn't even take advantage of the free meal. Like I just like passed out. And then when I sat down in my seat, I was like, you know, like I didn't have the runs, but I was like shaking, like hungover. And I was like, don't look at me. Like I feel disgusting. And I sit down, my seatmate goes, oh my God, you're Joey, right? I was like, fuck. I thought I was going to have to talk all the whole time. But
wait,
I, like,
who was it?
Just a fan. That's why I like, just a fan. No, he was very nice. He's like a fan of Barstool, I guess. And so I was like, I hope I don't have to talk because I feel like bad, like not talking. So I just like immediately closed my eyes and like put my earmuffs on and passed out. But
stop.
But yeah, and again, another thing that, again, I'm sorry I keep going back to it, but I can't escape it. I'm a mother the whole time. Like it's fun and all, but like going to bed, it's like, I just want to see my fucking kid. Like, I just want him, like, I want to make sure he's okay.
Did you end up having him do training?
No, we didn't because the thing is they want you there for an hour so I can learn all the things with him. And I don't want Poppy learning because he's not going to be able to, he's not going to remember anything. So I have to be there to learn it. So I'm going to do it when I can go and be there for the hour.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to live in your basement for the week. Can I stay in the beach room for the week?
Totally. Yeah.
Wait, Rocky and him can go together. Maybe
Rocky's already trained and good.
Well, maybe Rocky can teach us some good behaviors. But yeah, so that was my weekend. But you know, again, Vegas, I had such a good time. But yeah, I don't need to go to Vegas for another year, a couple years. I'm good. I'm good for, when you get like your, I don't know, registered to vote or something every 4 years, like I'm good for another 4 years or jury duty. I'm good for another 4 years and I have to go back.
Yeah, well, that's how I feel about drinking.
Yeah. Like I'm supposed to have drinks tonight for friends that are in town, but like
where, who, what friends?
Lear. My friends Marty and the wedding I went to in New Orleans, they just got back from their African safari. They were away for like a month and a half, 2 months. They're on an African safari for 2 months, so they just got back into town. So Lear's hosting us for drinks at her office.
I can't think about drinking because I've been so sick.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to drink much because I'm not on my fitness journey.
Are you?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, like I've been eating very healthy. Like literally my refrigerator looks like I'm a personal trainer. It's just like Greek yogurt, blueberries.
That's good.
Chicken breasts, spinach, every fucking cucumbers, all the vegetables, so all the shit. You know, it's white rice. It's just like, you know, basic stuff. And me and Wiggles eat the same food, so it's perfect. That's my favorite thing to do with my baby. We share blueberries. We have blueberry times and we sit on the bed and I have one and then he takes one and then we sit there, we share blueberries. That's my Saturday night now.
So my weekend in AC, we ended up leaving. So only like a couple girlfriends could have went because obviously I don't want to go to these club appearances like alone. Like that would be insane. And I would feel so alone and no friends. Like I can make friends, but I want to like take advantage of it and like bring my friends and hang out as like mom time away. And of course I told like Joey and our fun group. And they were like, oh, we're going to be in Vegas for RuPaul's Drag Race. So I was like, oh, I hate you guys. So I ended up texting my mom friends. And I'm like, two of you bitches have to come, or one of you. I was like, figure it out. Like, one of you has to come with me because I need a friend and I don't want to get stolen. And you guys got to come. So my friends, Frankie and Amy, ended up coming, who are both moms. And we literally left at like 2 p.m. We got there at 4. What?
I have a nickname for Frankie and Amy.
What?
Chain smokers.
Oh my, that's exactly what happened.
How did I just think of that?
That's literally what happened. So we left at like 2 o'clock, and of course we brought Prosecco in the car, and we literally drank two bottles. And then we get there and we're like, okay, like let's get in the room and we'll have a snack and then we'll go down and gamble. But we ended up going to the room, playing music and like raging until dinner time. And dinner, we went to Super Frico, but I was so upset because we went there last time, yes, the restaurant in Caesars. They stopped doing the performances.
Why?
Because I guess somebody bought them and they didn't want them to do the performances anymore.
That was the best part. I mean, the food was delicious.
Literally, and I couldn't enjoy it last time because I was fucking throwing up in the hallway. So I'm like, oh, but it was fine. It was still like a nice vibe. Like I love the ambiance in there, like how dark it is and everything. The food was very good, so we still had a good time. But we ended up doing that, and then we went to the club. And me and Amy were up till like 4:30 in the morning, and we were about to go gamble downstairs, and we fell asleep on the couch like freaking degenerates. And then we woke up and we're like, so I had the car coming at 3:00. So like we could wake up, we could have a nice breakfast, and we can go gamble until we have to leave. So we ended up getting up and we were like all packed, like ready to leave at 3:00. And we just went downstairs and we started gambling. So we gambled. And we played blackjack this whole time. And Frankie knows how to play. Amy was really good. And I just, like, told them to tell me what to do because I still don't get it, even though we played for, like, 6 hours. And we were like, all right, let's take a break and, like, go get lunch before. Let's get a quick bite before we get into the car and head home. What do you think happened?
What time is this?
We got a quick bite at, like, 1 o'clock.
And you had drinks at lunch?
I mean, you think?
Oh, that I think what happened was you finished drinking and then you leave the lunch at Little Tipsy and then you go right to the casino and start gambling and then start binge drinking all day.
Literally.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
So we had lunch and we got like fat stuff. We got like cheese fries. We got nachos because we were like kind of hungover. So I ended up getting a dirty martini. Frankie got a beer and Amy got this like Long Island drink, but it was huge. And we drank that and we were like, all right, let's like put it in a plastic cup and take it back to the table. Let's play one more time before we leave. And then that one more time turned into 6 hours. So the car that I booked for 3 p.m. was not staying. So I had to pay that charge. And then I booked another car. And then I realized I didn't have service, so it didn't even go through. So by the time we went upstairs to get our shit, I was like, you guys, it didn't fucking go through. They were like, you're lying. I'm like, no, I swear, I didn't do it on purpose. So by the time we like got into our room to get our stuff, it was 6:30. So I finally got service to get a car for like 7:30. So we ended up going to dinner in the meantime because we had an hour to kill. And that's when we started drinking wine. And then we got wine.
Oh, my God.
And then we got wine to go cups for the ride home, and it was a fucking disaster.
How long was the ride home? 3 hours?
No, it was like 2 hours.
Oh my God. Did you have to pee in the car?
I would have.
No, well, Frankie, well, Amy stopped. I think Amy stopped because she was like nauseous.
Oh my God. There's nothing worse than having to travel. Just traveling sucks. And just in general.
Like, well, I hate being in a car for more than like 2 hours.
Yes.
Cause I get like car sick. So that's literally what was happening. We were all falling apart and I was like, oh my God, just get us home, please. I wish we could teleport. I mean, it's 2025. Like, let's just say we have it.
Made that. You can have that now. You can get to Las Vegas. You can get to London on a train from New York. They're building it. They want to build it. I don't know. So he's proposing it. From New York to London on a train in like an hour or half hour or something, 45 minutes or something.
Okay, let's do it.
But like, who wants to go there? Like, I want to go to, I guess London's fine, but it's like, make them all over the place.
We should go to Paris. No, you know where I would go? I would go to Dubai or Greece.
Oh yeah, that's because that's really far. Hawaii
or Bora Bora.
Yes,
I always want to go to Bora Bora, but that flight I feel is like 20 hours. There's no way.
Stop for gas, probably.
You would have to like give me Xanax and a lot of wine to knock me out.
Yeah, I'm sure they have pretty places just right here in our backyard. Doesn't Florida have something that looks just like it?
Yeah. But, oh, I was just looking. So I was like on TikTok, like sick this entire week, like in bed, dying and rotting. And I started following this guy who like his whole page is just like going on these extravagant flights to like Dubai and like all these crazy places, London. And he spends $25,000 for a first class seat. And he literally gets a hotel room on the freaking plane.
Yes.
Have you ever seen that?
Of course.
Oh my God, $25,000 though. Like some tickets were like, I don't know, like $15,000, whatever. And I get it. Like if you're like flying and you have that money, like to piss away, if you're flying on like a 20 plus hour flight, like he walked in, he had a couch. And then you go, you walk down this like little hallway because it's still like your seat. And you have a bed. There's a shower, freaking bathroom. It's Emirates. Literally a, like a small New York apartment.
Yeah, it's Emirates Airlines. Emirates has it, and then I think it's Air.
Wait, did you ever go on that?
No, you sicko. Of
course. That is insane. But I think I want to try that before I die. Maybe.
Well, the thing is, this is my friend Brian Kelly. He's a points guy. That he made a whole multi-million-dollar business, telling people how. And he has a new book out actually right now. I forget the name of it, but. He's Brian Kelly. Look up his book right now.
He's your friend.
He's my friend, and he's been on my podcast before. But he's like when you go on the side of the plane, his name's like on the side of the plane, the points guy. This is what he does. So these people that are doing these flights.
What is he like an engineer?
No, he's a travel expert.
That's insane.
He tells you how people aren't paying $25,000 every time they're doing this. It's all about points. So he tells you it's all science on how to maximize your credit card points with your flight miles and
hotel. Oh, so that's like, so like I have like my miles, which I book flights for free because of all the expenses I have.
Yes.
Like I use my points for that.
Yeah, so that's how they're getting these flights. So sometimes, so the $25,000 flight, that's what it's worth. Most of these people that are doing this, these travel experts, they're only paying maybe like $2,000 max for it, and they're using all these points and perks. But then as they're flying, getting those miles from that big flight they did, they're making points back, and it's a whole tangled web. But yeah, get that book.
Well, we should do that. I'm telling you, when the kids are like off to college and they're doing their own thing. I want to do this. Like, I always wanted to go to Dubai, and like now, like seeing the fucking flight. Like, okay, sign me up.
Yeah, go to follow the points guy and or
can
Brian.
We do that
Kelly.
Together.
Yeah, follow the points guy or Brian Kelly on Instagram, and he tells you how to do this exactly what we're asking about. Like, he makes it step by step. You're gonna learn. You learn so much, even just with credit card to get for the best things and for any budget, like any price range. You don't have to be rich to get these perks. You can like anyone can get these. So I've learned so much. It's very insightful. But yeah, I would love to have that thing. But the thing is, like, I would rather. Okay, no, there's two different things. We both have flown on private planes before. And, you know, it sounds really fancy and nice and everything. And it's like luxury because you're around other people. But it's not nicer than one of those things like that, because you know your seat, you know, the seats are like, you know, it's a smaller plane, you know, you have a waitress coming you just for yourself. I'm not saying flying private's not nice, but compared to what the Emirates is, where you get to have to take a shower and lay down in a real
bed, God, it's not even comparable.
Yeah, and that, so it's like, you know, so I would rather fly in that fancy ass fucking plane with the butler and fucking taking a shower and going to the bar. There's like an actual physical bar. I mean, unless you're on the fucking the president's plane or Drake Air, private planes aren't having all the luxuries. You're crammed in a thing and your seats doesn't even lay back.
Yeah, I mean, the ones that like I ended up spending money on, which was like the only reason why I ever like used money myself to get a private jet, was because me and my family were taking like a quick trip to Florida and there was literally no flights. And like all the flights that were available, it was like scattered around the seats. And I'm not like having my kids sit alone. So I was like, fuck. I was like, we'll fly private there. But then on the way home, like we're taking commercial, like fuck that. That's the only time if I'm like strapped and I need to get my family somewhere, I'll do it. And I only did it once. Oh no, I did it twice for Frankie's bachelorette party because there was literally no flights. So yeah, the only two times that I ever really paid for a private was because I had no other choice. Like I couldn't get there.
Wait, was Sissy, did Sissy have sunglasses on acting like she was a princess, Princess Diaries?
Oh yeah, she felt so bougie. She was like doing snaps and like sending it to her friends. She's like, I'm on a private chat. I'm like, shut up.
I'm a PJ. No bitch.
I'm like, you're not getting new clothes for a while, bitch. Like, we're strapped for money.
Lorenzo wanted to sit in the cockpit and fly the plane.
No, I can't.
But she was
Gianni was like having a panic attack because motion sickness. I was like, this is so much fun. And Gianni's head was hitting the top of the plane because it was such a small plane.
Stub propeller plane.
And we were only going to Florida, so it wasn't that bad. But no, I agree. These crazy planes that are so huge, I mean, I think it's on my bucket list to do that one day.
Yeah, I agree. Emirates and Asian Air, I think Malaysia Air or some of the Asian airlines, that's one of the nicest ones. And they give you like pajamas. It's very nice.
Oh my God, yes. He had freaking pajamas on after he took a shower and everyone like had the same pajamas.
Yeah.
It was wild.
You order food whenever you want. There's like a full restaurant on the plane.
Oh my God. He had like a freaking steak and potatoes and it looked like decent. It didn't look like the heated up freaking food that you get on the commercial regular planes.
Yeah, we're doing something. We're in the wrong business. Maybe we should start selling bitcoins.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Real quickly, I mean, I just need to have you please tell me you've watched all the shows.
Well, I didn't. I didn't finish Severance because I'm waiting until I can like walk, because I always want to watch my episodes when I walk so I can get my miles done, but I haven't been feeling good. I think I'm gonna try later tonight.
What episode are you on?
I'm all caught up except the season finale.
I watched it last night.
Okay, don't tell me anything about how
two snoring fucking hogs. Billy was fucking snoring like a pig, and Wiggles was hocking up like a warthog. I was trying to enjoy myself, but I got through. I'm not gonna say anything, but it's like, thank God this is season three, because I would have not been able to handle it.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Wait, so we are like new to Severance because we just like binged everything this year. But I had no idea that it took them 3 years to get this new season. So I just read an article because Ben Stiller like creates this whole thing and directs it. He ended up making a statement saying, I'm not going to make you wait 3 years.
Yeah, well,
he's probably going to make us wait like 2 years. But I've been holding it off like Paradise, my other favorite show, which I think I love more than Severance, I have to say. But like their season finale happened, I think, 2 weeks ago. And I waited till like last week to watch it because I didn't want it to end.
Yeah, I haven't finished Paradise yet because I've watched like three episodes. I mean, I've watched like half the season and I still didn't realize they were underground in a fake house.
Oh my God, you have to watch it.
I have been watching it. Now, like, I'm at the place where like the trainer lady or like the lawyer lady with the long hair is like teaching him about. You know, all about the life, how she built the fucking fake grocery store and like, you know, all the stuff. So I'm still learning about that right now. So I'm getting into that, but I really want to get into that. But yeah, Severance cliffhanger finale. It'll have the on edge of your seat. A lot of the questions and mysteries are revealed. And this episode, so it's a very satisfying finale. And you know, you leave you wanting more. I was excited about it. And, you know, and in true Severance fashion, it's all kooky and like mind boggling, but I enjoyed myself. Now I'm onto a new show. And I normally wouldn't watch a show like this because I can't stand when people have different accents on the TV because I can't understand what they're saying.
What do you mean? Like you need to have, like, there's a voiceover of English or you have to watch
I can't watch at all. If the movie's like from Sweden and they're like, and then they make a voiceover in English and like, it doesn't match up the mouth.
Oh, that pisses me the fuck off.
I can't watch it. Like I want it. I'm not, nothing against foreign films, but it's like, I physically have OCD and I'll end my life. Just
same. But also, frustration. Also, if you do give it a chance, those are like the best series.
Well, that's like when Parasite was on, and they didn't speak a lick of English. They spoke in Korean the whole time, but I had to read the whole time. Like I waited for not too, because I didn't feel like reading, but that ended up being one of my favorite movies of all time. But this,
so good.
I can't get behind. I'd rather read than have to watch the mouth go. That doesn't match up. I can't do it. So this one's just a British accent. It's not as bad, but it's called Adolescence, and it's a new series on Netflix. It's getting all the reviews. It's about a teenage kid that's accused of murder. I still don't know what's going on with it, but I'm only in episode 3, but it is it's bone chilling.
Okay.
Wait, what else did I watch? What other show we watch? White Lotus!
Oh yeah, White Lotus I'm not into.
You have to. Have you watched this week's?
No, I haven't watched this week's, but I'm just like bored. Like I'm not into it.
The brothers have ass sex with each other.
Oh my God.
In front of the dad. I'm only kidding. This is the episode where everything is coming to a head. So this is the episode this is the one to watch.
All right. Yeah, I'm giving it a chance. Like, I'm not like just like giving up on it. I'm just like not into it. I don't know. I'm not into it this year. But Yellow Jackets, I am very into.
Yellowstone. Oh, that's Yellowstone. Yellow Jackets. Okay, that's where the plane crashed and the cheerleaders.
Yes.
What's going on there?
It's really, really good. So this season, you see more of like what happened to them out there and just like how fucked up their life is as adults. And it just gets worse and worse for them. Like, it's not great and it gives me anxiety. So Yellow Jackets, you guys, is very good. And I'm not caught up on the last two episodes. I have to watch those. So this is what I do when I want to watch these shows and the kids are in school. I walk on my treadmill and I catch up on all these shows because I know I'm like working out. So by the time like I'm caught up on all these shows, I would have walked like 5-6 miles and I'm like, oh my God, look at me go. So I'm trying to hold off because I'm like, I'm telling myself you can't watch these shows unless you are walking, you fat whore. Okay. So I have been crazy ordering stuff. I just bought this because I always was like looking for like a nice spray for your hair, like a fragrance, but it's like a nice like a hair and body mist that like smells like beautiful and it's not overpowering. But it's just like if someone like was wearing it, I would have been like, oh my God, what are you wearing? And it's a hair and body mist that everyone is buying. Do you know it?
Is it by Patrick Ta?
No, but tell me about that one.
That's coming out. It's not out yet, but he just teased it on the internet. It's apparently like a hair and body spray. It's like, it's probably going to smell amazing.
Make sure you buy me that.
What flavor is yours?
So this is Skylar. It's Vanilla Sky Hair and Body Mist.
From Tic Tac Shop.
Yes, and everybody was talking about it. And I'm like, okay, I don't know if I love vanilla, because ever since I was pregnant, like the smell of vanilla candles and everything, it just like makes me nauseous. So I tried it and I got it. And I'm like, oh my God, this smells freaking bomb.
I'm not a vanilla person, but like sometimes if it's done nicely, because usually vanilla fragrances are like, it seems like dollar store fragrance, but like if it's done in a high end thing, it can smell nice.
No, it smells delicious. So I ended up buying that, which I recommend you guys get because it smells really nice. And then, Joey, I got a weave.
What do you mean? A clip-on?
So I got a hair extension. It's a claw long wavy ponytail. And I still have yet to open it.
Oh, this is your midlife crisis.
No, I'm going to look insane. I might, next time I see you, I might need you to like put it on me and cut it because it's down to my fucking asshole.
But is it a clip-on ponytail?
Oh, it comes, yeah, it's a clip-on. It literally has a claw clip, and you just clip that on. It's attached to the claw clip.
Yeah, I know. I've seen those before. So you're supposed to, like, do the poof, but then clip that on, like...
Yeah, but they look beautiful. Like, I saw all these influencers. I was influenced. I was influenced. So I bought that, and then I just bought, like, a couple leggings and stuff. But before you tell yours, you know how I'm trying to get my perfume back from Perfumania?
So your own perfume?
Yeah, but the perfume I've had that's discontinued, and everybody's just like wants me to bring it back, and I've been wanting to bring it back. So Entrenig, my manager, ended up reaching out to Perfumania, and they were like, "All right, like let's talk to the president of Perfumania, and we'll get back to you." He got back to me.
Said what? Fuck off.
We are not interested in this at this time.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, my God. Like, thanks a lot, Perfumania. So now I have to find another company that will do my Snooki scent because I miss it so much. And that's something that I want to do this year. So
well, dude, how does that work? Like, how are they going to know how are they going to know and make the same exact smell? Doesn't Perfumania own this that actual smell? Or do you rent? Can you like tell them what it smelled like?
No. Yeah. I would just do a testing and try and find a similar smell to that.
Do you have the original Pete, the original smell with you?
Yes, I have all my perfumes.
Oh my God.
I miss it so much. So that was my scam that I did. And basically Perfumania said, fuck off.
Well, we don't need no sticking patches. We can get, they're not the only perfume brand in the world.
So rude.
That's going to even, I'm on with these pants. They're only $11.
If okay, you're not so what, all your clothes you on, wait, the outfit that you wore on the red carpet, was that all TikTok shop?
All TikTok shop, head to toe.
Oh my God.
I buy everything on TikTok shop. I buy like crazy things. Like literally, if you're
wait, not- was the blouse for men or women though?
It's for men.
Oh, nice. Okay.
What am I going to, I just buy like, I'm trying to redecorate my entryway. Like when you get off the elevator, like in my house, like I'm trying to redo that area because
oh, yeah,
like,
you said that.
I don't like the way it looks. Like the furniture is like from before. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do that. So they have like all these like, they have great, like, affordable, like, pieces that you can get in all different shapes and sizes. So I'm looking to redo my entry. So I have a bunch of, like, console tables and planters and stuff. And then, you know, it's different things for the house. Because I'm turning over from spring, summer, some winter to spring. Doing a lot of spring cleaning. I'm purging my closets. So I have to, like, make room for all my spring wardrobes and stuff. So.
Love it.
Shopping like that. And then. What did I want to say? Oh, yeah. This is an off topic, though. Some news hit the microwaves last time before we talked about new beverages. Summer beverages are coming out. Everyone's thinking about what the new summer drink's going to be. And I think they copied us because it was our idea. It was actually our mother-in-law's idea. Crystal Light is coming out with a vodka Crystal Light canned cocktail for the summer.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Now, I have a few thoughts. So I was excited when I first heard about it because we love a low-calorie drink. We love Crystal Light, lemonade, and vodka. And it's something we drink all summer long by Snoopy's Pool. So I was like, oh, my God, this is perfect. And this is a little cocktail. So it's not in a can. It's a little effervescent. and it only has whatever many calories, its diet, whatever.
Wait, how many calories is it? Do you know?
It's like 100 calories or maybe less. I think it's only 70 calories.
Okay.
So I was looking at this. I was like, okay, this sounds great. Then until I looked at it and the alcohol level was only 3.8%. You have a 3.8%. You have a better chance of getting fucked up eating too much penne and vodka
or
chicken marsala than you do drinking these things.
Like, the only drink that I don't, like, add extra vodka in is Surfside, because Surfside, like, turns you up, actually. But, like, if I were to have a high noon, I would, like, do a splash of vodka. So you could still drink those drinks, but, like, you could do, like, a nice splash to top it off.
That's what I'm saying. I said, by all means, I will be drinking this, but you know what?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, but no thanks. You know, it's a nice gesture for the little vodka, but we'll be bringing our own vodka around here, ladies. Thank you anyway, though. I'll use it as a mixer, but, you know, it's a suggestion. So maybe it's good for kids or, you know, people are like on the wagon, like trying to quit drinking, but it's not good for, not good for me. Thank you for your offer, but I will be bringing my own vodka to the party this year. But I mean, I'm not going to shun down a Crystal Light, because a sparkling Crystal Light does sound refreshing. So, I mean, I wish I just would make that. Just sell me the sparkling Crystal Light and then I can bring my own. But yeah, 3.8 ain't going to cut it, sis. Not with my problems. Not my problems in life.
Yeah.
Well, this has been lovely, Spooky. I do have to go to the bathroom.
Amazing. Well, we love you, bitches. Have a great weekend. And we will see you next week.
Make sure to buy tickets to my live show in Boston, April 17th. At Laugh Boston, go to nowshewilltour.com right now, and I'll be doing a spring break comedy show in Boston. So April 17th, go to nowshewilltour.com.
It's happening!
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.